The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw In Your Questions, episode 355. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Brett Murdoch. What up? And Brian Monjoma.
How about we don't pirate games that just came out?
Yeah,
that might be. How about you don't tell me what to do, boss, okay?
Yeah, how about we don't do that? We may have a question about that, Brian. Just so you
Who's
know.
Who's pirating what? What the hell?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll get into it. We'll get into
all
it.
Right, all right, all right.
We'll get into it. You know, who is texting me right now? Like, bro.
The manga guy.
The manga guy.
You know who it is.
You know who it is. What's going on, people? All right, a couple of things here for you, you know, regulars on Twitch. You may notice some things are a little bit different. Where's the city at, Tony? Where's the city at? All right, I had to kind of redo my entire OBS thing. I got, as you can see, I got most of it right, except I don't know how to do the opaque transparency chroma key shit. I need Manny for that. And he's still, well, he's not at Comic-Con anymore. He was doing Comic-Con. So when he returns, he will get everything up and running, you know. He had a good time at Comic-Con, which is good. I went yesterday. Kind of whack, bro. Kind of whack. Because the big comic book companies weren't even there. No DC, no Marvel. And then to my surprise, no Midtown Comics. I'm like, what?
No LMG either? Didn't the Major League Gaming, they should do shows there too.
I didn't see none of that. Like the biggest presence I saw, it was a lot of anime. Bandai Namco was there. Viz was there. It was like the big anime convention base. I'm like, where the fuck is the comics? You know,
it's crazy that the biggest comic convention in Midtown doesn't have Midtown Comics.
Yeah. Midtown Comics, you know, for you guys who don't know, is like the biggest comic book seller, yeah, you know, in New York City. So, and they're always at every single one of these cons, you know.
And what's cool, a lot of people don't know this. If you go to their website, they also have an app and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
What's cool is that because they're so big, they get a lot of artists that come in and do signings.
Yep.
So if you go on their website, you can order all kinds of signed, autographed comics, you know, first prints. They put a nice little certificate. I got a bunch hanging up on the wall from comics. I was like, oh, wow, I'll pick this up, 10, 12 bucks. Next you know, they're turning into a series. And I got Thief of Thieves signed. I got Paper Girl, which is coming out on one of these networks, signed by the artist and the writer. It's awesome. And you can get those from the website. So
yeah, because you got to remember, not DC, not anymore, but for most of their life, Marvel DC, there's, you know, Marvel's still based out of New York, so they would just go to fucking Midtown Comics, you know, when a new book was out. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. But, yeah, the show must keep going. So let's get into the first question. Do I have the Chirons?
Real quick, wait, were there a lot of people?
It was a good amount, but it was not as much as before. It was
the
actually
cosplayers
easy to get around.
And stuff with that?
Yeah, there were still cosplayers. No Lady Dimitrescu. I was very disappointed by that. I was expecting that, you know. It's funny. It's like there were cosplayers, but not as much as usual, you know. But then again, not as many as people as usual either, you know.
Did you go as press or did you
I went as press. Ironically, I got a press badge for a PC mag, which I no longer work for, you know.
So that's probably from before.
And that's the other thing, too. I went up to the press room. That shit was dead, too. Only a couple of reporters. Because usually when I go up to the press room, I know about half these motherfuckers. But since it was half empty, I'm like, I only know this one dude in the back. You know, I went to go say hi to him. His name's Peter. I may appear on his podcast. We've been talking about it for 2 years. We keep forgetting about it. But press room was dead. Shit was just dead overall, man. But I can't say, like, because the first Comic-Cons were, like, smaller in scale, too. But like, since they were all about comics, you felt that energy, you know? It's like barely any comics there. I mean, you go to Artist Alley, there's a bunch of comic book artists, obviously, but, you know, that's where Manny was, but, yeah.
Any toy collectors? Usually there's a lot of toy vendors.
Yeah, but, I, you know, me personally, Adam, I don't care about that, so I didn't bother, You know, I know you probably would have liked that, but yeah, there were a couple, but I don't care about that shit, so I didn't bother. I only stayed for about 3 hours, then I dip, you know? But yeah, that's that. All right, let's get into it. Questions. This first up, the first one is from Mob Hits. All right. With Microsoft and Google establishing footholds in the cloud gaming space, is cloud gaming a good alternative to traditional gaming right now? If you have a good, even if you have a good computer, no.
No, because it's all about the connection and the lag. Like, we still experience that. Even with Game Pass, as butter as it is as a service, you know, you still have that latency. There's still that delay. If you try to play a fighting game, it's not going to be on point with the reactions of just having something physically in front of you. So eventually it'll get there, and with the buffering and all that stuff, but it's not quite there yet. But it's close.
It's definitely playable. By the way, real quick, I got to give a shout out to my man, Armando, a.k.a. Chancleta Mangu, for subscribing. Right. Los 16. Damn, everybody subscribing tonight. Let's go.
So thank you. Shout out to OG Dungeon Geek. I think that's... Is that Frankie B?
Oh, shit.
He gifted all those subs, so appreciate that, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. By the way, huge shout out to Frankie B, man. He's the one that helped me out with my new PC. I am chilling right now, bro. So thank you for that. But yeah, Adam, like, in my experience, like, you know, testing out games, but again, this is on files, you know, but as shit, like, I didn't even notice any lag. I know it's there, but I didn't see it. But the thing is, like, think about it like this, right? From my perspective, at least, right? Okay. I'm playing this on my PC, right? Streaming, right? So I'm like GeForce Now or whatever, right? Like, why would I stream GeForce Now, you know, which has my Steam game, so I could just open up Steam instead? Right.
No, if you have the setup for it, it's fine. But like, for example, I have an NVIDIA Shield set up in the living room, and I put GeForce Now because that's how they're actually integrated into it, because the whole Google thing and all that. And it worked. I was playing Doom and Doom before Doom got pulled. You know, and occasionally I came across certain things, like when there was a lot of monsters, or if I would move from area to area, there was like a weird load delay. I'd move left and it'd be like, and then eventually, but then it worked out. But I knew it was still very playable.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a matter of time, just like a year or two before we get that shit super smooth.
I agree.
You probably won't, where you won't notice a difference.
Yeah, but right now, it's not a good alternative. It's an okay alternative if you have no choice.
Yeah, if you have no choice, perfect. $499 for GeForce, I think that's what it is. And if you have a bunch of PC games already.
Let's just say if you have like a kind of mid-tier PC and shit, it is a good alternative, you know?
Yeah.
It actually is, but not right now, overall, you know?
Or shit, if you just have like a tablet and you don't have any consoles, get Game Pass and a controller and you're straight.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't even need any of that stuff.
I think it'll take longer than that.
Ooh. You think more than 2 years?
I agree. Chris, I say maybe 5 years, but you probably say longer, right?
Well, I'd say that's a good estimate, like 5 to 7 years, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
With Google and Microsoft, they can only do so much with their technology. They can't overcome the lack of infrastructure in certain places.
Yeah, it's out of their control.
Exactly. Yeah, so unless Google is going to go out and go, we're laying down fiber again and just like buy up land and just lay out... They can't solve that. So it would be nice if they would loosen the regulations so that municipalities could run their own fiber, and then you could have like small town files, right? Not like a big company files and whatever, and just have high speed internet everywhere. Then that would solve their problem. I think it would solve a lot of problems, but especially with that, like the technology and like kind of the AI and all that stuff, it can only get so good till you're like, we can't overcome the slow bandwidth. We just don't have it. So that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, no, the infrastructure definitely needs to get up there. That's going to, like, I think the technology for streaming is there. It's just, the infrastructure. Again, if you live in a, big city and stuff, you're good to go. But other than that, nah. So still it's going to take some time, people. All right.
Well, also, another thing to take into account. I don't even know if Chris said this, but if it is a best alternative to do cloud gaming instead of doing the traditional method, then that means that there's more people doing this, which means more bandwidth on cellular networks, ISPs or all that stuff. So you know people might get limited. You know, what if someone's playing in 4G or 5G and it's, a lot of people play video games now, so they're all streaming. That means there's that possibility of less bandwidth. So who knows, could be data caps and stuff, or gets throttled or something like that. So
yeah, well, that's the other thing. Yeah, behind the scenes, it could be throttling. So yeah, you're getting this great 1080p 60fps experience, and then all of a sudden, the system's like, well, you're taking too much bandwidth. Slow down.
Yeah, so I think it's going to take a while. We're close. We're really close. The technology's there. You know, Game Pass is one of the, probably, in my opinion, it's probably the best, xCloud. In particular, it's probably the best cloud service, for in my opinion. So, you know, I played that. It's pretty good. So it just, everyone needs to be in sort of close to ideal positions to do that. And I think when most people are able to do that, I think that's when the best time to call that transition is.
Yo, Carlos, dude, make it goes, try living in a small island country on the other side of the planet. Oh, man. Yeah. You know, living on Middle Earth, that shit ain't easy, man. We got hobbits and shit.
You ain't got 5G in the Hobbiton.
Yeah, right, Hobbiton. All right, man. Anything else you guys want to say about
New Zealand?
Yeah, you already know, man. Anybody else want to say anything about the cloud gaming? That is a no, so we'll move on. Next topic here. I believe this is also from Mob Hits. Actually, we're kind of skipping this one because he asked us, would we rather have remakes or remasters? We answered it a while ago. I think we all said remakes, preferably.
Yes. You
know? Although some remasters are good too, you know.
And there's the tweeners too.
Yeah, the tweeners, exactly. Okay, so the question we will be answering is, what gaming franchise should get the JRPG treatment specifically? Interesting. So I'm guessing, so it's like
a Yakuza question?
Yeah, like a Yakuza type of deal, you know? Like, and his example was, he wants Mega Man X to get the JRPG treatment.
Ah. Mm. Yeah, Mario got it, and it's been pretty good.
Yeah, Sonic also got it.
Yeah, Sonic, by BioWare, believe it or not.
Mega Man.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, all the JRPG franchises already kind of exist. And, like, the ones that I'm like, oh, I want Bayonetta as an RPG. I'm like, no, I'm good, you know?
Well, it also, can it be a Western IP, or does it have to be a Japanese IP?
It could be whatever. But again, it's like, do you really want Gears of War JRPG or RPG, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, not Gears of War, but...
Well, I could see
we could expand Destiny. It, by the way. We could just say RPG in general, you know? By the way, I'm purposely trying to get away from those terms, RPG and JRPG. You know what I'm saying? Like, just RPG, man. You know?
Well, actually, I prefer it because, really? You know, every game has RPG elements. It's like people can bust out the, well, actually, yeah. Halo has RPG elements. Well, technically, Destiny's an RPG. And all, you know, so it's a lot of those kinds of situations where a lot of games use RPG elements, but you know, you can't really say Destiny's a JRPG.
No, no way. That's true. But it's not really a Western RPG either, you know?
It has those elements, and you know, sometimes, you know, they come close.
Do they have perks and all that shit? By the way, that's a whole other conversation. I don't like the fact that RPG mechanics have spilled over into everything, you know? That's kind of annoying. Almost
everything has it. Yeah,
I'm like, true. Why can't games just be games? You know, or rather, why can't RPGs just be RPGs by themselves? Like, why the fuck do I need skill trees in Halo? I don't need that shit, you know? I remember, Adam, you'll like this story. Because I've never played Gears of War, you know, the first one until 2015, right? That game had nothing. It was just you and a gun. It was fantastic. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just you and a fucking gun. You go behind
the cover.
You know?
Yo, by the way, shout out again to Frankie B. The bits, man.
The bits.
Shout out to Frankie B. The bits.
Ooh. Yeah, dropping them, you know?
Dropping like it's hard.
But it's frustrating. It's like every game I go, here we go. Progression levels, like why do
God
we need...
of War.
Yeah, exactly. Like every, you know, and now the new thing is, and they got this from WoW, I believe, the whole like color system, like was it green, blue, purple, gold? Like, oh, you want that gold shit? That's the best stuff.
It's, fuck, it's that things green that open shit. Up your eyes and keep you awake so you can keep playing. I think what it is that's what it's just like with the schools. Remember, all the classrooms were blue, and why? Because they were like it wakens up the eyes and the mind. It was like this whole thing behind it. That's why all the classrooms were blue.
Yeah, but again, it's like you keep getting the same armor pieces, but this one's gold, this one's purple. It's like, oh, come on, why do I have to deal with this shit? Like, if I want to deal with it, I'll play an RPG. You know?
Yeah. But when it comes to why we have all those elements, it's just like everything else that happens. It's like, oh, it's a few of them do it, and then it works out, and they start selling, and then somebody back in the main office says, hey, What if we added some of them? They take a shot in the dark, and if it works, it works, and then they keep going with it, and then another big franchise says, hey, it worked for these guys. We can do it, too. And then the ball just keeps rolling. That's how we got Horde Mode. Remember? Horde Mode was in Gears.
Yeah.
And the next you know, every other fucking game had their own version of a Horde Mode, and that became almost a fixture in multiplayer modes. You had PvP, you had capture flags, and you had to have a Horde Mode.
Yeah, no, and you're right.
Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh shit! Right.
Left 4 Dead is essentially a Horde Mode game. It's just
It's consistent. Just running through it. You're running through the Horde, and you just have to keep going.
But I don't know. I like. And by the way, the other reason I think a lot of games are getting JRPG elements or RPG elements, excuse me, it's like because they extend the playtime, right? Remember the whole thing two generations ago in PS3? It was like they would tack on a multiplayer mode to prevent you from selling the game again.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So now they do that to just... And then, you know, then there's DLC.
They charge you $10. Yeah. Remember that? They were charging you $10 just to play the multiplayer. And if you bought it new, you had a code that you had to enter.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I don't like that. I know we didn't answer the question, but it's like I think most of us don't really want games that are established to be turned into RPGs. You got one?
Metroid.
Turn that into a turn-based RPG. That'd be interesting.
I feel like there's probably a knockoff that we missed that's already done that. You know what I mean?
Metroidvania RPG, you know?
I'm tired of that term.
It can't just be any game. It has to be a franchise that has a good story. Like, if you try to do Sonic... It's like, what kind of story did Sonic?
It already happened.
Yeah, BioWare did it.
But like, you know, does it even have a good story?
It's on the DS. Yeah. People actually praise it. This was old school BioWare though, so you know how they get down, you know. But yeah, even Sonic could get a good story.
Well, they used up all that good karma on that game and not on Mass Effect Andromeda.
Cool.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that shit.
Well, you know what? Yeah, make that into one. That way, maybe you could fix this shit. The one that we got is still fucking
booty. Yeah, right? All fucked up, you know? All right, man. Let me set up the next question here. But I don't know. I generally, like, it's cool, but it's like, leave it alone for the most. Metal Gear, the turn-based game. Like, all right, come on. You're missing the point here now, you know?
Yeah, they tried that with Metal Gear Acid.
Oh, that's,
It's a card game. It doesn't work.
It's even worse. You know, card battle games.
I can see something like
what happened, Brian?
Mass Effect being like a turn-based game, like in that the vein work. Of XCOM.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I like XCOM type.
Yeah.
Still want to play Gears Tactics? Fuck, I'm slacking. I should have played that a long time ago. I kept saying it was on Game Pass.
I removed that tattoo now, man. You're not about that life. Man. You're not about that life no more, man.
About Gears Proper. Fake. Gears Proper. Mothership. Mothership.
Fake, man.
I don't stress the spinoffs.
All right, let's move on, man.
I didn't really like Halo Wars. I played the first one and the second one.
Oh, I loved Halo Wars.
You loved it? You loved it?
Yeah, but I came from I used to play Warcraft and Starcraft.
That's why I thought I would like it, because I loved the Starcraft. Space Marines and all that. That was fun. I don't know. I just didn't really put a lot of time into it. I told you the story about when I bought it at 3 in the morning at Toys R Us, right? I told you that story?
Adam's story.
We got Adam's story.
He got another one. By the way, interesting. Go ahead, Adam. Tell your story.
Like, when you hear, all right, it was quick, right? So when I lived in Spanish Harlem, my cousin came over, and my other cousin, Manny, Daniel, and we were hanging out, and we were playing some games. Something. I forgot what it was, and he was, remember that Halo? Didn't they say I'm making the Halo game or something? I was like, what? Another one? He's like, yeah, it's like some StarCraft type thing. And he played a lot of WoW and stuff, so he was a PC gamer. So I went on the computer. Now, this time it's like 1:30 in the morning. And I found it. I was like, oh, it's out. And he's like, oh, all right. And then we just kept playing some game. Then it was like 2 in the morning. I was like, yo, we should get it. I was like, yeah, let's go get it. So we went out to the corner. We called a cab. We head down to 42nd Street. Remember the big Toys R Us?
Yeah.
It was 24/7. Yeah. 24/7 Toys R Us, only in fucking America. You know, we have a Toys R Us that's open 24/7. So we walk in there and the shit was packed. That's the other crazy shit. Packed the people. We go to the game room. We say, yeah, we want to get this. You got it? Yeah, got it. Got home. It's like 3:30 in the morning. We're over here playing Halo Wars that we picked up at Toys R Us at 3 in the fucking morning.
That's wild, man. Yeah. Only in New York, man. Only in New York.
I knew that place. Remember that fucking place? That was Ferris Wheel.
Yeah, that's right.
Yo, it had the T-Rex when you went into the second
floor. That's the shit, the bat cave.
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
That's nuts, man. All right, good stuff. Hold on, this is comment. Logic Wind said, I need to address this real quick. He goes, I'm surprised Gears Tactics isn't on Switch yet. Are Xbox games on Switch?
No, yeah, but like, I know what he's talking about. That was one that I really thought when we were hearing this quote-unquote rumors of a partnership, that one made more sense. I was like, this wouldn't be that graphically intense. They can pull it off if they want to test the waters, you know, and not put a Gears proper edition like the Gears Ultimate Remake, which could definitely work on it. But yeah, I agree. I really thought that would have been a nice fit. And who knows? Yeah,
He has a good point. He says the Ori collection's on Switch, but that's not first party though.
That's not first party. That was exclusive on there for a little while, but that's not. It's like the Cuphead situation.
Hellblade is also not a first party game.
Yeah, you know, I think the only first party game that they do have on there is Minecraft.
Yeah, but even that was originally not.
But they own it now. It's got the big Microsoft logo and that.
But it got grandfathered in, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, he says I haven't been to that Times Square Toys R Us since college, bro. Let me find out you're from New York too, bro.
Yeah, those days are over, buddy. It's gone.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone. Yeah,
that shit. That's a lot of those. It's been gone. Gone.
Yeah. That's why Adam, that's why you don't even care about coming to New York. You're like, nothing that you cared about is
All my spots are gone. That's gone. The Virgin Megastore that was right next to it is gone. I used to go there all the time for like signings and shit.
Yeah.
Because remember, we had the Nokia Theater, the Best Buy Theater, which was right across the street. Remember? So the artists would then be like, oh, we're going to just do a signing across the street at Virgin Megastore before the concert. And we go there and get shit signed and stuff. That's gone. The Virgin Megastore that was down at Union Square, 14th. That's gone, man.
Because I go there, they're pretty often. I get so upset every time I see that shit, man. We used to go there all the fucking time, you know.
Roseland is gone.
The last time
I went there was with you guys when we went to see
Slayer.
Fucking Slayer. That was it.
Damn, man. Yo, I passed by Roseland when it was just a fucking hole, bro. What's there now? It's a fucking like business. It's either an apartment building or a business building. It's like man.
Not even an event center.
Nope.
Is the Shake Shack still there that we went to, Tony?
Oh, yeah. That's still there.
All right.
That's still there.
you guys got your nostalgic places. That's all you got.
Oh, Pearl Paint. Pearl Paint is gone. I used to go there.
Pearl's gone,
Pearl's gone.
Yo, Carlos, I passed by your hotel the other day, man.
New Yorker?
Yeah, New Yorker.
You went to the McDonald's?
I didn't go to McDonald's, but I was right in that area, you know? That shit is crazy.
MSG, you're probably going to the MSG or something like that?
Yeah. Well, no, remember, I was going to Javits Center, you know?
Oh, that's right.
So many places have just disappeared. Like, that's the thing. Like, even, shit, remember Forbidden Planet has moved, like, 3 times.
Yeah, that's right.
They had the big spot at the corner where they had, it was a huge area, and then you could go downstairs, and then they moved to the corner of the block, the opposite street, and right there, and that's had 3 floors where it was upstairs and they had it downstairs, and then now they're in the middle of the block, and in another smaller spot. Things change, and I get it. Things change, but it hurts because it just good memories. All the music spots I used to visit on St. Mark's are all fucking gone.
Yeah, man.
St. Mark's isn't the same.
I sent Adam a picture of St. Mark's the other day, man. He got upset as a motherfucker.
Oh, go on. That comic shop, remember?
Yeah.
St. Mark's Comics.
That's right.
Coney Island High that was next to it.
Not Coney Island High, but they got some school around there now, you know?
It's a school?
They got a college in that area around St. Mark's.
Because Coney Island High was a club that was just next to the, right there on St. Mark's.
Okay, no, I think that's gone too, man.
Yeah.
All right, man, let's move on. Next question here. This is from Logic Wins. What's going on, man? All right, this question is, with GTA Trilogy Definitive Edition officially announced, is ray tracing a possibility for the PS5 Series X versions? I have a suspicion that Rockstar will sell these versions for $70 and use ray tracing to justify it. Interesting theory. We do know. Okay, by the way, it's been confirmed, right? Unreal Engine, that's what these are running on. Remember, that was the rumor before.
It's confirmed that's what it's on and it's coming out, but I don't know if they're really going to do any big improvements besides that it's built on it. I don't think they're going to go all out.
Yeah, I doubt they're going to put ray tracing or anything like that, you know, because they don't need to. Not really.
They don't. Then just think about it. It's already the day that it got announced. People were hyped. Once those pre-orders, people don't give a shit if it's in 8-bit. They're gonna go and fucking pre-order shit to buy it just to have it.
Yeah, and the games are going to be running on mobile too, so don't expect a lot.
Yeah, that was a big one. When I saw mobile, and my buddy's like, you think they mean Switch? I'm like, well, it's got to be on Switch because they said all major platforms.
No, current, if it was Switch, they would say platform. Switch. You know, it's mobile.
But it means this shit. But it is on Switch. But they did say it is on Switch. They confirmed it, but you know, we'll see. The fact that it's on mobile, that brings some worry because you know they have to change the controls for that.
Yeah.
They're going to put that on-screen shit.
The guys are saying that the prices were leaked and they're $60. Fill me in.
I don't know. I didn't see prices.
Let me find out, guys. I doubt they're going to put bells and whistles like that.
Because it's still what? San Andreas.
San Andreas. Is GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas. It. Yeah.
So
PS2 games, basically.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be reworked.
Nah.
I think it's probably going to be a little dumbed-down version of the ones that we got on PC.
As a matter of fact, I think the reason they're on Unreal is because it's easier to port to many different platforms.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I think that's the reason, sure. You know?
For sure, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not going to have ray tracing.
No. Again, the only reason they did Unreal is because it'll be easier for them, you know?
Yeah.
All right, man. That was a simple one. Moving on here.
Are you guys looking forward to it?
Damn right I am.
I'll play it.
Same here.
Yeah,
I haven't played GTA since, man.
It's GTA.
You're right. I haven't played them since they originally came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. The thing is, I know Vice City you could play on PS4/PS5 right now. It's there, you know?
So is San Andreas,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, man, can I get my save from my PS2 with my mansion?
No, you can't do that.
I think a few of them are backward compatible because that's how I have my Grand Theft Auto 4 on the Xbox.
Yeah,
I can still play that. That's backward compatible and it's supported. So I have to see. I haven't checked in a while.
I just imagine Chris, he's like playing Vice City and he has a spaceship and shit like GTA 4. Or what is it? Submarine.
GTA 3.
Oh, yeah.
GTA San Andreas. Yeah. Well, I mean, San Andreas. Well, hold on. Was it San Andreas? That's the one you got your, like, fighter pilot shit going on, you know?
Yeah.
That game went off the rails, yeah.
You even had a jetpack. I remember they had this one Easter egg. So with the jetpack, this is the only way you could reach this thing. You go all the way to the top of their equivalent of the Golden Gate Bridge. And they're like, what the hell are you doing up here? Get your ass back down. You got too much time on your hands. Like that Rockstar literally said that. It was hilarious. You know, check P.O. on Twitter for price leak. P.O., great guy. He's actually one of the few people on Twitter that's like positive all the time, which is great. But I'm like, can you really trust him as a source, bro? I don't know about that. You know,
we'll find out. We'll find out soon. $60. That's neutral. That's not that far fetched because we see a lot of these games coming out, especially these older ones. And then they just throw it out there, $60. If that doesn't sell within like a month, it's $40.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy if they're selling it for $60. But
is it still coming? Well, we don't know the release, but I think a lot of people assume based off of what we saw in the 2K report of their release list, and they said, the two unannounced titles or whatever coming this holiday season, and now it looks like this is one of them. We'll see if this comes out for the holidays. That might be a thing. If they do it digital, that could definitely be a thing.
Okay, this is interesting. So, yeah, this dude, he took these screenshots. I don't know where he got these from. And these are, like, British prices, whatever. So, $65. For the trilogy, right? $65 across the board. For PS5, $76.
So that means it would be $70?
Yeah, $70, yeah.
No, I don't believe that shit. There's no way. For what? It's not going to be...
Yeah,
come on now. We already know it's not going to have all the bells and whistles. They're not bumping that shit to 4K or anything.
Yeah, so for most of these, it's 65 shillings, whatever the fuck the currency is over there.
And
then,
shillings.
Yeah, and then $76.85 for the Xbox Series X and PS5 versions. Very interesting. What else?
Well, Brian, on your UK sites, do you see anything? You're out there. That's the motherland.
Which sites are you
in? Any sites, any of your local sites, any of the local UK gaming sites saying anything about this price, trying to confirm it? Because this leak saying that it came from a UK outlet.
No, I've not seen any, but I'll get back to you.
Find out about that. But yeah, like again, I think they're just going, it's on Unreal, so whatever, we're gonna charge you more. All right, yeah, I don't know, it's crazy.
I don't believe it though. I mean, I could see it for $60, I could see it with the $70, what for to play it on the newer consoles when it's an old ass game?
Wait to see. We're not gonna buy it right now, you know, we're not gonna believe it right now.
I'm not believing it.
Yeah, all right, move on here. This is another cloud gaming question from Kishak. How do you guys feel about the Switch getting cloud versions of games like Kingdom Hearts series? It feels like developers don't think it's worth porting to Switch or the hardware. Okay, does it feel like the developers just don't care about porting to Switch, or is the hardware showing its age? Hardware shows its age day one.
Yeah, the hardware is dated.
It's been dated.
It was dated when it loaded. When it came out, it was old. It was already old.
Yeah.
it'd be way too difficult. A third of those motherfuckers.
It'll be way too difficult to rework those games to be on the Switch. They would lose too much fidelity and all that stuff. So it's much easier to do that where the games can look the same as the counterparts on Xbox and PS5.
On PS2.
These are PS2 games, man. Okay. Well, I just think like that's what they are trying to do is just keep the look and feel of it, not rework it. But like I said, they did a RE7 test in Japan that did not go well. So I don't have much faith in this cloud gaming on Switch.
Isn't Control supposed to be available through cloud gaming on Switch, or am I tripping? I thought I heard that.
Really?
That was probably one of them. I mean, there was a Tales of Two Brothers. I think that one was released that way. There was a few. I don't know. That's an indie game. I don't remember what it was. We did over at the Coalition. We did, I think, two or three of those. I definitely know two of them, cloud-based, and they didn't go well.
Wow.
They didn't go well. So I'll find it. But I know that was an issue, and it was just the performance, the lag, and then just some buffering and then that type of thing going on. That could be either the game or just the hardware not having the buffering space in the RAM to do it, or it could be the network. It could be a bunch of things.
I got a list, and I think I know what game Adam is talking about. The first one, Resident Evil 7. Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yo, who's eating potato chips right now, man?
That didn't come out yet, though.
Well, that's probably it's probably bread or something.
Yeah.
Phantasy Star Online 2.
It wasn't that one.
Control Ultimate Edition. Hitman 3. And this is the one, Adam. I'm pretty sure it's this one. A Plague Tale.
That's it. There you go.
I don't know why, but I just assumed like that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, you think brothers, you think Plague, right? Maybe natural fit.
That's it. The Cootie Tale. Yep, that shit.
The Forgotten City. The Guardians of the Galaxy. Dying Light 2, which comes out. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy comes out in October 26th.
Yeah, but Dying Light 2, you said?
Yo, they said
I thought it was Dying Light because the Dying Light one that they're porting over is an actual game. It's not streaming, so I didn't know they were doing the sequel as a stream.
Yeah, they're doing that one when it comes next year, February 4th.
Oh my god!
And then a Plague Tale Requiem next year, Kingdom Hearts 1.5, 2.5. 2.8 and 3, and those are all TBAs. It's Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna what Chris just said about cloud gaming. I don't know. It's dubious, you know. Your bargaining posture is highly dubious, Nintendo.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're doing it because, you know, games aren't, you know, scalable, like, you know, a lot of the narrative was at the beginning of this generation.
Yeah. I mean, this is their answer for trying to get those type of games on the console with not really getting it on the console. You know, it's not using the power of the console. It's using the power of wherever it's being fed, just like the G4 system, just like xCloud is doing. This is just their way of doing it, just game-by-game base, you know, as opposed to just a whole service. And who knows? Maybe, and that was the thing that people were thinking, that, oh, well, with the Nintendo Online service, we're going to get GameCube games, and we're going to get N64, and then we'll probably get some streaming ones for some of the harder ones. We didn't get any of that shit, you know, but yeah, it's a thing. That's what they want to do.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Who is this? Oh, also, Kishak, controversial question.
Oh.
Or actually, controversial subject, because this was all the rage on Twitter today, boy. Kotaku released an article advocating piracy on Metroid Dread. This is true. A game that's only been out for 2 days. Should a gaming news site be doing this so early in a game's lifespan?
Was it just talking about the fact that it was already pirated?
No. They said.
Oh, no.
Brian, you want to take this one or should I?
Do it, Brian.
Apology, Tony.
All right. So. And this was early in the morning. So Kotaku puts out this article where they basically said, hey, you could play Metroid Dread emulated and it's fucking great. They basically, and then
holy
they
shit. Oh,
4K. Yeah. I did see that. Yeah,
they, yeah. Oh, and really they 4K. Not only that, they talked about how wonderful the game looks. They went to the sites that posted the, you know, the process of how to download it and stuff and detailed it and everything. And then at the end, it's like, yeah, piracy is fantastic. It's a great way to get games.
They posted all of that.
So you know what happened next, right? Everybody got on their ass. Everybody. So then they went around and, you know, they edited it, you know, they said they edited it, but like by that time the damage was done. But before that, the writer, he doubled down, you know, he doubled down on it. He was like, yeah, this is how I feel. I think it's great. And then he backtracked like, oh yeah, I understand how people could be upset by what I said.
If it was his fucking game and he worked on that shit and he saw that thing come out? Come on now. And you post like, it's one thing to say, hey, there's a ripoff version and it's modded and that's the 4K support. It's out
I didn't
there.
Pirate right, it. Didn't pirate it. Yeah. I got the motherfucker right here, you know?
Don't go and spread and say, yo, here's a link. Here's how you do it.
So here's his update. It says, an earlier version of this story was understood by many readers to be a direct suggestion to illegally download this just-released game. We regret this interpretation. Kotaku believes emulation is a vital part of the world of gaming, not least when it comes to gaming preservation. While not directly encouraging anyone to break the law and download games they have not purchased, we believe our readers are intelligent adults capable of making such choices for themselves.
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
And then on the bottom it says, yeah, you don't have to get vaccinated. Fuck this shit. It's
interpretation. I don't know. Like,
that's to be like, you know, like, warning. You don't want to drink. You might have a really great time if you drink some whiskey or blah, blah, blah. Like, it's a nudge and a wink. What the fuck, man?
I mean, when you literally but they edited this line out. When you literally have a line going, thank God for piracy, I don't think there's any other way to interpret that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, their excuse is just so fucking ridiculous. Like, oh, no, we're sorry that some people interpret it like that. But, like, that was the point of the article that you wrote. You weren't lamenting the state of piracy in the industry. You were being like, hey, even if you were being like, oh, we directly support this, you're still telling people, did you know you can pirate this game?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Who's the editor?
Their new editor, Patricia Hernandez, I believe.
She's not doing shit. She's probably letting them just write whatever they want, because I can't imagine an editor saying, you know what? Yeah, that looks good. That makes sense.
Well, my theory is that she was like, yo, change that shit after the flack they got. But of course. I'm not trying to talk about another publication too much, but over the last few months, man, it's like every week is something new with them, you know, and like, everybody from every site gets pissed off at them, you know. Here's the thing, when it comes to game emulation, right? I understand if you have an old game on a dead console, yeah, you emulate it. Yeah. There's no other way to play it. But
they're not exactly.
Again,
they're not
this
like they're
shit
done.
That for you guys listening, I'm holding Metroid Dread in my hands. This came out 2 days ago. Why would you tell people pirate it? It's insane, and that's where I'm coming at it from. Like, as a responsible journalists, how could you do something like that? You know, it's insane to me. You know,
I guess they're not invited to any more Nintendo parties.
Yeah, right. I guess, you know, I mean, Kotaku's already burned so many bridges. I guess I don't care anymore, you know, but
it doesn't feel like the same one. It feels like a weird, like, a
yo, and then there were people defending them, you know, on top of that. Like, people were going to pirate games anyways. Like, that you're missing the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like, we know there's crack rocks and stuff out there, but no one's saying, hey, yo, go to Jimmy Cracky over here. Yeah. He's got a sale. And
Jimmy Cracky. You know?
I mean, it's just about the professionalism. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You're supposed to be a reputable, you know, medium for video games. And it's like, why do you try to be like, I'm not even going to get into it, but it's just, you know, the fact that they're going this direction is not, there's no way you can justify it.
They just want clicks. That's it. That's the only thing I can think of. They want clicks. The controversy will cause the clicks. They don't care how they get it.
It's not a game. It's like, oh, this game is a certain narrative that it wants people. You know, like there's nothing. This game does not have any baggage tied to it. It's just a fucking Metroid game that's coming out. You know, that's out.
They made this. No, there's no politics with this. It's just Metroid. You know.
Yeah, but where it's like
they don't have a reason to do it. Let me see if I can do this without. Kotaku is an amazing publication that has really great, thorough writers, puts out quality products. So it's very surprising to see them this.
I like that.
So, yeah.
See, Brad, I actually would like indulge you in that, but I've been saying that Kotaku is trash for like years now. Not like 2 or 3 years. I mean, like for almost a decade now. Ever since they started just posting like, hey, some guy modded this game and here's a video of that as an article. I'm like, yeah, this is just trash. Like, this is not content. It's just posting someone else's stuff. You're officially just a bad version of Reddit at that point. If all you do is just take other people's content and then show it to people with no commentary, then yeah, I don't care about that. So I've been saying that they're trash for years, and people have been saying, oh, do you read the articles lately? It's like, no, because it's trash, and every time I hear about them, it's always bad news. Like, I never hear any good news about them, so hence I'm like, yeah, I don't read their crap.
Here's what I don't get. I don't even understand why they're still around or relevant after the whole, like, yeah, they've been the same quality they have for years, going all the way back to them being the first to bite the hand that feed with the bullshit fucking Gamers Are Dead article.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they got money and shit, whoever owns them.
I guess
them.
So.
But yeah.
They get clicks because they're the fucking Jezebel of video game sites.
Oh.
But Brett, like, once I read you like the excerpts, then it gets even better. So this is one of the really cool things I love about the internet. It's always forever. You know, like you can just go to the archives of the site and see what they took out of the edit, and it's really funny because I want like a lawyer to come and read this and say, like, is this okay or not okay? Because I have no idea. So this is the very first paragraph. So not like deep in the, you know, you need to find it. No. Paragraph number one. Hey, real quick, if you are a Nintendo lawyer or employee, just like, don't read this. It was a silly mistake. Ignore this blog. You can go now. Okay? Everyone else? And then that's how they start.
Wow. And
yeah, so to me, it seemed like they're just poking like Nintendo and saying, like, what can you do about it? Again, they talk about some stuff. I don't really care about it because it's just saying, hey, these are all the emulators, looks good in 4K, blah, 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 blah. Nonsense. And then, so the final paragraph, which is the last one there, just scroll down. If you want to play the rest of the Metroid franchise, you don't have to, and don't want to shell out large amounts of money on old consoles and games, your best bet is also emulation. As is often the case, Nintendo, like most game publishers, is really bad about maintaining access to their past games outside of a few big sellers. And the final line is, thank God for pirates, emulators, modders, and hackers.
Yeah, that was the original one.
Point. This was saved this is archived. The history of 2 days ago. It could have been lost to time by now.
Yeah.
And then they say that the message could have been interpreted as if to prompt people to pirate. I don't see how it's not interpreted as that.
It's clear as day.
You know,
black and white.
End with,
you drank
God
tequila, drink. You touched the ceiling.
You know what's funny, Brian? I was arguing with these, two guys, but actually friends, and they were referencing the new article, and I started posting some stuff from the old one. That shut them up pretty quick because they were like, they're not advocating for it at all, and they're showing me lines. And this is when I first learned they edited because they're showing me lines from the article. I'm like, what? That wasn't in there. What the fuck is this shit? So that went back to the old screenshots. I'm like, yeah, they changed the dude. They changed the shit. You know? Yeah, but again, great this game. The only Metroid Dread and piracy or pirates should only be in the same sentence because there are pirates in the game. That's it. You know?
Well, I like how they didn't even actually apologize. They pulled one of those, like, I'm sorry you got offended.
Yeah. I'm sorry you're too stupid to understand. You know, or that you misinterpreted it. Very insulting, you know. So that's my beef on it. I'm like, yo, you're supposed to be a reputable fucking publishing entity and you're doing this stuff. It's like, come on, man. You're making us all look bad, you know.
Hey.
Well, I guess not. Yeah, not anymore, I guess.
Maybe that's why Jason left way before. He knew the shit was going downhill.
I don't know, man. Anyway, maybe. I don't want to talk about Kotaku anymore. Just move on, man.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. And, like, just... Just so I can point this out, because I love just pointing it out. This is the same like bunch of people at Kotaku who will sit there and waggle their fingers at game devs for crunching a lot, you know, and then say game devs shouldn't crunch because crunch is bad and game devs deserve more money, but yet pirate their games because you can do that. It's like, okay,
that's a great point. Yeah,
like, how does that make sense? I have no idea. But yeah,
different people that give a shit. Now the people that don't give a shit.
That shit is crazy. All right, man. Moving on here. Tumeke, who's joining us tonight as Blitz. And his first question is, this is kind of funny. I got to read this whole thing. He goes, I managed to upset David Jaffe on Twitter by saying he shouldn't expect all games to be for him. I was responding to him complaining about Returnal, Kena, and Metroid being too hard and that this was now a trend that would push gamers away. So his question is, are games, in fact, getting too hard? Personally, I think games are getting easier with all the generous save points, etc., and that we need more challenging games. Also, I hate the quote-unquote get-good mentality, so this is not that. Yeah, you got David Jaffe upset. I don't think games are becoming... I think we're seeing a trend of, like more difficult games coming, but I don't think by and large are getting harder. They're, you know, as easy as they've always been. Like, I think for the last like 20 years, like if you play a game, you're probably going to beat it, you know? But like, thanks to games like, you know, the Dark Souls games, like they brought that shit back into fashion, you know, the way games used to be, you know, just really challenging, you know? Of course, Dark Souls does it fair and challenging, not just brutal for the sake of being brutal, you know? So yeah, I don't think they're getting easier. You know, by and large, but yeah, it's the right side. If you don't want to play a game like Returnal and Kena, just don't play them. You know, simple as that. What do you guys think?
Disagree there, man.
You have to disagree. Okay, go ahead.
I do think they're getting gear, and I'm going to use the whole get good thing as kind of an example of that. Now I'm going to start off by saying people using that shit to just talk shit on people or gatekeep. It's not what that shit was supposed to mean. It was supposed to just kind of be a smart ass way of saying like, yeah, the game is difficult, but the more you play it, the better you're going to get. And so you've just got to get good. There's no shortcut. There's no farming. There's nothing about it. Like, you need to get better as a player. People then kind of, like I said, bastardize that, but the premise is still there. And I can't tell you how many people, and I hate saying this because nobody believes it on the front end, but then nobody believes this is a thing on the front end. Then they play a Dark Souls game. They go through the process of trial by fire. They get good. And then when you go back to other games, you just start face rolling through them like it's nobody's business. And I think any of you guys that actually, any of you guys that played the Souls games would admit that it kind of drops down the difficulty of other games once you kind of get used to it. So I think that wouldn't exist, or that couldn't exist, if the games weren't already kind of easier to begin with, because they're not really forcing the players to evolve or change or adapt. You just unlock a skill tree and the game gets easier.
Brett, I'm confused. Where do we disagree?
I thought you said you didn't think games were getting easier.
No, I said they are. They obviously are. I'm not saying they're getting easier, but they are way easier now than they used to be. Like I said, for the last 20 years, if you start a game, you're guaranteed to be able to finish it. You couldn't do that with a Nintendo game. You didn't know. You were not going to beat those games. So you and I actually kind of agree. Games are pretty easy. Like I don't think they're getting easier, but I think they are easy overall. So I think we're on the same boat here, you know, for the most part.
Well, some of the games are more slick about easing people in than others.
Yeah.
Like, there are definitely games that will see how you're performing and adjust them accordingly.
Yeah.
Like reducing the number of guys or making them aim poorly or whatever if you keep dying, because they realize that you lose engagement when people just get too frustrated. Most people just drop off. Like, if they can't figure it out or they can't get past somewhere, they'll just stop playing, right? If you want to keep people playing, it's like old Las Vegas rules, right? You got to throw a little money at them to keep them gambling, right? Same idea with video games. If you keep engagement going, if somebody keeps dying, they're going to walk away from the table. So you need to figure a way to adjust the difficulty that they think they overcame it, but you just adjusted it enough that it did get easier. They just don't see it, right? So there's some games do that, but there was definitely a curve. Like like when we were growing up, like NES, Super Nintendo, whatever, games were hard. They're brutally hard. You play Ninja Gaiden on the NES, I used to leave that shit on and not turn it off because I didn't want to lose my progress. As I got to the last boss, I had to go to bed. I paused that shit, turned off the TV, and put tape over the red light.
Your mom wouldn't see.
So she wouldn't see it. Yeah, she wouldn't see the red light. That's how serious that was. But when we got to the 2000s and we got to the 3D platformers right on PS2, those guys went, hey, I hated having to worry about how many lives I have, whatever. Now all of a sudden you play Jak and Daxter, whatever, you drop off a cliff, you're just right back on there. You don't have to worry about lives or anything. You just keep going, right? Death isn't really a problem. And so it's kind of swinging back the other way. Like then Souls got introduced. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, you can make more challenging shit. Now it's kind of got off the rails. I think Returnal's off the rails with the rogue shit. They've gone crazy.
Yeah, but that game is just fucking, like, that game actively hates you, you know?
Yeah, where I don't think it's a fair challenge, you know, whereas Dark Souls, like, there's very, like, nobody is moved. Like, everybody's in the same place. You just have to figure your shit out. You could beat this guy. You just have to approach it differently. Returnal just hates you, man. They'll throw that boss. It's like, oh, you know, I just left my ship. Bam! This guy all of a sudden.
Yeah, you open the first door. There's already a boss there. It's like, bro, really? What are we doing here? You know?
Yeah. So that's true. But what Brett's saying is absolutely true. And there's some games, especially even some Japanese games, they don't scale. So you the power creep, you just go through the roof. So by the end game, you're like a walking god, and you're just like blasting everything in your way, like. You're wondering how you're having difficulty before. Like, yeah. You know, you had a slingshot and all of a sudden you're walking through and it's like, well, I got a 30 megaton cannon and you're going to fucking end everyone. And so some games are like that where it's like, yeah, it was difficult early. And then all of a sudden you are just unstoppable. You get to the end. At least Souls isn't like that. I mean, even as juiced as you can get, like something will just destroy you. But some games, they have that issue. So that may be where that impression comes from, where it's easier. It's not easier, it's just they haven't really figured out how to balance your progression with the equipment and whatever they're giving you in the skill tree, you know?
Yeah, and then Blitz said this in the chat, and this is something I want to bring up too, because it is important. Because remember, David Jaffe, you know, older gentleman, right? Age creeps up on you. So Blitz goes, I used to beat Shinobi in the arcade with maybe one or two continues when I was 10 years old. I got it on Switch and it's kicking my ass. You know, skills depreciate after a while too. That's another factor, you know? Because when you're younger, you got those reflexes and shit, you know?
Yeah, eyes aren't as good as they were before. You could see, I told you that I experienced playing Call of Duty with my son. It's like, how he was seeing shit all around. I'm like, what are you pointing? And he's just firing and then I see the point system go. I'm like, oh shit, there was somebody there to kill?
I remember that happened to me when I was and this was fucking Modern Warfare 2, you know, like I'm you know, my friend Mike, he had the game and stuff, and I'm just messing around with it, and his brother's pointing out all the enemies. I'm like, where do you see these guys? I don't fucking see this shit, you know? This was like, what, 10, 12 years ago, you know? So I don't know, man. So yeah, you know, age definitely creeps up on you. So you know, David Jaffe, he's older than any of us, so you know, it's like, yeah, you ain't gonna be fucking with no Returnal, dude, you know? But even Returnal, that thing is not as even NES games were more fair than that fucking game. You know? Because at least you had the same level and you just had to learn. That's it. You know, this thing's just switching shit up on you. But again, I'm not really ragging on Returnal as much as I am on roguelikes. I don't like that genre, you know?
I don't, yeah. I'm
not. Like, that was not a roguelike. Roguelikes, you have something that carries over, some reason to keep running the same gauntlet over and over again, because you can, it's sort of like, yeah, you have to start over, but you can build up power, you can collect different cards or, you know, upgrade your weapons or something like that. So you can still slowly grind your way through the difficulty. This is just punishing.
Yeah, again, the game actively hates you. You know, it's like, oh, you want to play me? All right, bro, let's go. But even with something like that's not as crazy as like Hades, I play that for an hour. I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to deal with this shit anymore. You know, fucking you're playing for an hour. You don't make any progress. Like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, I ain't got time for that. That's some more adult shit right there, too. You know, like, man, I got other shit to do, bro. You know, like, my time is precious. I got 2 hours of game. And I'm playing through the same fucking level for 2 hours. Fuck this shit. You know. All right, man. Moving on here. This is an interesting one. Is there a developer that you have gone from really liking/loving to avoiding. He goes, for me, it's Ubisoft. Uh-oh, Adam.
No.
Oh, you triggered Adam.
That's for everyone.
Yo, how dare you put this question through, Tony? Where's the filter? Yo, show some respect. Put respect on this shit, goddamn.
Yeah, let me finish the rest of this question. Yeah, let me finish the question, though. I used to buy pretty much every one of their big games, but now all the releases are just the same recycled shit over and over, and now with them shifting focus to more games as a service, I somehow care even less for their content. Damn! Tell me how you really feel.
No, I agree with that, because remember I talked about it last week. That frontline shit, that PvP shit, I was not on it. I was like, no, this is whack. This is a dark zone, but first person, and they're doing a lot of that. Yeah, so I get it. And then remember, Bro Point. That was a letdown. And with all the stuff that they've been doing, and then, of course, you see with the reviews and everything going on with the new Far Cry, where it's like, yeah, it's the same old shit. Put in shit that you had in other modes and just recycle it in a somewhat different environment. Yeah, so I agree with that. Yeah, it's been a while. But I do have my favorites until they get tarnished like that, like The Division. That's still up there. And right now, my Ghost Recon, it's getting a little dirty. But they're trying to fix it up. You know, they added the NPCs and all that stuff, the AI teammates. So I just downloaded the updates. There was a massive update. And now that I got my review stuff out the way, hopefully on Monday, I'll put in some time, put some work in. And I'll be back on Thursday to discuss my findings on it. But yeah, I get what he's saying, though. They definitely have been falling into a rut as of late with some of their newer IPs. Because remember, they kept saying, oh, yeah, we got all these new IPs. We're bringing all this shit.
I remember that.
And it all starts feeling the same now.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you got this new shit, but you're just recycling same old gameplay on top of this shit. You know, and we still got that Rainbow Six with Extraction. Where the fuck that alien shit coming?
It's like, yeah.
You know, I'm not looking forward to that. Next, you know, they're going to say, oh, yeah, by the way, it's PvP. You'll get to play as the alien, too. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want this shit.
Oh, no, we don't need that again.
I don't need that shit.
Carlos, are you gonna, can I say what I think is going to be the obvious one that you're going to pick?
Well, you don't think, you know.
EA.
Oh, it's not that. Oh, come on. Yeah. Tony was easy.
You
layup.
Don't even
no,
know.
No, this is mine. Like, again, and this is how long it's been. On Throwdown, this is the early days when we were asked, who was your favorite developer? I'm like, EA is my favorite fucking developer, because they had, at that point, they had BioWare and Burnout. You know, think about it. Like, they had fucking Mass Effect, Dragon Age, Dead Space, and Burnout. I was like, yo, EA is the fucking shit, you know? But now, you know, and it's funny because even back then, I just looked behind my shoulder. I'm like, yeah, EA. You know, because like all the games were just from EA. Here's the thing. I gotta jump in with Ubisoft too a little bit, though. Just a little bit. Because the Assassin's Creed games have been falling off. Where the fuck? Oh, I gotta go on a rant right now, bro.
Oh.
Where the fuck is Splinter Cell? Where the fuck Prince of Persia? Where the fuck is Rayman?
What happened to that Prince of Persia one? Remember that guy? Oh, that
because people saw what it looked like, you know. So Ubisoft is kind of there too, and you're right. A lot of their games, they're feeling the same, you know, like open world, massive maps, all this shit. It's like, all right, guys, what are we doing here? Bring Splinter. You know why? This is why I think they haven't brought back Splinter Cell, you know, and Rayman, because they can't make them into those type of games, you know. Yeah. Like, an open-world Splinter Cell game would not work. Open-world Rayman would not work. Open-world Prince of Persia would not work, you know? Prince of Persia has effectively been co-opted by Assassin's Creed, and that's a whole other thing now, you know? But, yeah, I'm going to go with EA, man. They fell off hard. Yep. I used to love me some EA, you know?
Logic wins. He's like, yeah, Skull and Bones is in the Phantom Zone.
Oh, shit. All right, Carlos, since I got it wrong, who's the answer?
Well, I guess you technically kind of got it right. I was just going to say BioWare.
Yeah. But yeah, they're part of EA, so I'm lumping them all together, you know?
Yeah, that is true. So yeah, okay, you got it. You got it right. You got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, go ahead, bro.
Because I think there isn't there's some companies that I'm
down with. By the way, I need to say this. Yes, I realize that EA and Ubisoft are publishers, but fuck it, I'm allowing it, you know? Go ahead.
Yeah, Ubisoft, man, Ubisoft has gone down the drain for me. Because I used to play all the Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I can't get excited for them because it's just the same shit over and over again. I mean, they're bloated. Like, from what everything that I've heard from, like, people here and people on the internet, they always say it's fucking bloated ass game.
They don't need to be as big. Valhalla does not need to keep growing.
No, like why is that game going 50 fucking hours long? Yo,
yeah, it is
50 million hours long. So for like 130 hours playing this fucking game.
No,
you know.
No. A lot of the same shit, and then I'm still over there raiding the monasteries to get supplies so that way I can go to the next level. It doesn't need to be that serious. Just make it like 20, 30 hours, wrap
that's
it up,
it. And roll the credit. I got shit to do, like you did
back
go
in the day. Exactly. Yeah. I can't. They want you literally to spend the entire year playing one game. That's what it is.
Well, not only that, Watch Dogs, I don't even want to play 2 after
that was a fail. Yeah. I put in like 10 hours and that was it. I was like, this is an epic fail.
It was one of the biggest letdowns in my gaming history. That and, you know, I was going to say Cyberpunk, but I think Watch Dogs was a worse disappointment than Cyberpunk. Because for me, that shit was unplayable, literally on my PC.
And the good things in Cyberpunk were better than anything in Watch Dogs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the world in Cyberpunk is still fucking awesome, you know?
Yeah, it's just a jangly mess. Yeah. But
I'm just getting fucked up right now by a developer that I think Chris is going to name. Somebody already named him. I'm like, damn, that's a perfect one. Anyway, go on, Carlos.
Well, I got one that Manny's going to say. Ubisoft. Ubisoft has the Assassin's Creed franchise, which I loved, that went down. It has Splinter Cell, which I loved, and it's nowhere to be seen. Especially since Metal Gear Solid had left a huge hole in you know, these types of games, and Adam, you're gonna hate me,
but you already do anyways.
The Division.
He don't even play Gears of War with you, man.
I've always been disappointed by that game. Especially, I got Division day one, man. That shit was just super disappointing for me. And
Sam, I love it. That's one of my favorite games.
No drones, no anything, man. It looked like shit compared to what the trailers were showing.
Oh, it looked just as good.
Remember they were playing the demo and they're shooting the glass off of the car.
Adam, that shit did not look anywhere near as good as that fucking reveal, man. That shit was crazy. Fuck out of here, man.
It was nowhere close.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so then
the only thing I noticed that was missing were two things. One, the drone that you had, which they had difficulty trying to implement, which is why it didn't debut until Division 2. And then where they were going to have your buddy work as an overseer, like a commander through the iPhone app or the Android app, whatever the fuck. And they couldn't get that to work either. So then they scrapped that. Those are the two key things that I noticed did not come out part of
Didn't look as good as it did. And it was like a corridor shooter. Everything like seemed like suffocating. Ubisoft, man. EA, Ubisoft. EA, I used to play all the fucking Maddens. I used to play all the NBAs.
FIFAs.
I used to play all that stuff every year.
I used to play before I got banned. Me too. They motherfuckers still ban me. I still can't play.
I gotta say EA because they messed up that, and obviously the whole Bioware scenario where Mass Effect was just demolished, and Anthem and
Anthem.
I forgot about that one.
I remember Tony when we were playing the demo.
Yeah.
We were like, we try to be excited for this, but we just couldn't.
It was bad. All right, man. Chris, get in here.
I was gonna say Konami.
That's what everybody in the chat is saying.
Yeah. That's the one I was gonna say for Manny.
Konami.
Absolutely. What a fall from grace. Just how they handled themselves with everything, the loss of talent, how they treated Kojima on the way out the door. And just where they're at now. They're just rehashing stuff, making collections and shit, making like gambling machines, like a disgrace from what they were.
Chris, you know what really brought it home to me, man? When the Nintendo Mini came out, or SNES Mini, both of those, right? I was like, yo, a good quarter of these games have that, you know, the Konami logo. Like, what happened to this company, bro?
Yeah, they made the best beat 'em ups, the best action games, like the hard games we knew as kids, like a good number of them was Konami games.
Dude, back then,
Ninja Turtles. That was Konami.
Yeah. If it said Konami, you were getting a good game, guaranteed, you know? Yeah.
Castlevania,
all that shit. You know, Contra, bruh.
Yeah.
Man, by the way, if you would have asked me this question 2016, my answer actually would have been Capcom. Because they were falling the fuck off.
They were.
God damn it, Tony.
You know?
Oh,
no, but the thing is, then 2017, they came back, you know? They redeemed themselves for Resident Evil 7 and then Monster Hunter and all that shit. But 2016, that's when Street Fighter V came out. I'm like, all right, bro. You've been taking too many L's, Capcom, you know? But Brian, is that your current one?
No, I was about to say the exact same thing. If this question was asked like years ago, I say Capcom as well.
Yeah, Capcom.
Like, I was in that space when like Capcom was just fucking up majorly on so many fronts, but then they turned themselves around.
Yeah.
I wish Konami would. I actually have a question.
Oh, what's that?
That was the question. Like, do you think Konami can do the same?
I hope. I don't know, man. It doesn't seem, because the thing is, they have no incentive to. They make money off, gaming is a side hustle for Konami. You know, like video gaming. Like, they make money off their hotels at Pachinko and shit. They don't care about gaming. Capcom, they need to make games, you know? They can't be fucking around. Otherwise, they just like PlayStation at this point, too, you know, Sony. But yeah, Brian, I don't know, man. Like, Konami, the efforts they're doing now, they don't lead me to believe that they even care, to be honest. These little collections and shit. So I don't know. Again, they don't have the incentive to. Konami could literally drop their entire gaming division and be just fine, you know?
Wow. Okay, yeah. Okay, my answer to the question is EA. Yeah. EA fallen off quite hard, and I've been a fan of EA games for like years on end. I mean, like way back in the PS2 days when they had so many good games on the PS2. You know, like, first of all, there was the Need for Speed games, like back when they were actually good games.
Oh my god!
Know? Yeah, I remember Black.
I remember.
Oh,
Black.
Oh yes, man, I love
Black,
that.
Yeah,
game.
Black was dope.
Played the hell out of it.
Man,
it's been
fucking
how
up.
Many years, and yet we have nothing that comes close to Black. That's weird. Like, Black was running on a PS2, which is as powerful as your smartwatch. You know, it's like, you have a game that can literally run on a toaster these days, but yet there's no game that comes close to it, which is really fucked up. And then you had the Mercenaries games. Oh my gosh. Mercenaries was like the Just Cause before Just Cause. It was just so nice. You know, like, you literally just played
those.
As a dude.
Yeah, that was funny. It was just over the top. You were so shooting, blowing shit up. You just cause havoc. Just,
exactly. You know, yeah. It's like, that's when EA were like, hey, let's just do, like, cool games. And that's when they actually did a good Star Wars Battlefront game. You know, it's like, oh, it was so good. And yeah, now EA, I don't know what the hell they're doing. Like, they're just saying, hey, let's do FIFA and Madden. Let's just make bland the game. And that's it.
Man, EA. All right, Brett, what about you? What's the developer you loved and now you're like, what the fuck?
BioWare.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad, I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. The potential, man. And the thing is, when you play the Mass Effect Remastered trilogy, you're like, what happened to these guys, man?
Yeah, like, you guys used to be just an amazing studio that everything you touched was fucking gold. And like, it was innovative and it was, you know, story, it pushed the boundaries of the medium as a storytelling device. And then they just went to fucking Andromeda.
And then Anthem. I know you liked it, Brett, but
I mean, no. Anthem was what it was. It was a mindless activity game. Didn't say it was good.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's like a Transformers movie. Sure, it'll entertain you for a couple hours, but is it good? No.
But the potential is there.
You
would think they would be the ones to realize it. When you said, hey, you're a space wizard and you're like Iron Man, how could you go wrong?
I don't know. Well, they went wrong. Like, even they didn't even know what made that game good, because the best part was something they threw in at the last second and didn't even build the game around.
That shit is crazy, man. All right, any others? You know, just for the fuck of it.
I mean, Squaresoft a little bit.
Yeah, you can see. I can see, you know, that.
Just not a fan of the direction that the Final Fantasies have kind of gone in the last handful of years.
Yeah, I just want them to come out faster. It's like, stop taking so goddamn long.
Yeah, but Tony, you're looking forward to that new Final Fantasy, though.
Oh, of course I am. You know, my thing is, like, it's not really with this Final Fantasy so much as, like, what happened to the other RPGs you guys used to put out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, my beef is not really with the Final Fantasy. It's more like, what about the other shit you guys used to do, you know? And again, I also don't like the fact that these Final Fantasy games take forever to come out, you know?
Yeah, it's like, 75% of what they do is like trash, and then it's like just this quarter is like, but it's I still want that, but it's like they screw up everywhere else. Like, God, I can't believe that Avengers game. Embarrassing. Yeah.
But just focusing on just the Square part of it, do they do anything but Final Fantasy these days?
Shit, are they doing that Guardians game, or is that like they're just publishing that?
That's Crystal Eidos, excuse me. That's Eidos.
That's Eidos. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then no.
No, I think that's all they do. They just do Final Fantasy. Like, where's Chrono Trigger? Where's all this other stuff they used to do, you know?
Yeah.
They did Secret of Mana, right? Was that Squaresoft?
Like, yeah, I mean, they put out the remake of Trials or...
Yeah, Children, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. But it's just a bunch of remakes. Final Fantasy remakes just came out, too. Well, I mean, that was dope, Final Fantasy VII, but I'm talking about the Pixel remakes. I like them. It's just you got to, like, go into the files and change the font around because, like, you got to go into the actual files themselves and shit, put, you know, code or whatever because I don't know why they chose that shit. Anyway, moving on here. Got a third question from Mr. Tumeke because after this, we only got one more for the night, you know? Not a lot of questions this week. is there a developer better at recycling their IPs more than Nintendo? Oh, man. Yo, you're right. Madden, I mean, and FIFA.
EA Sports, yeah. Well, if you look at EA Sports, like, that's a pinnacle. Year after year, the same
thing. Yeah.
They sprinkle a few little here and there, and they're like, it's new, $60.
Yeah, but I think he's talking about more like, you know, you see Mario in every fucking game, you know? Yeah. Stuff like that.
Shit, damn. I don't
know. Damn, Mario, I didn't know you got a doctor's degree, bruh.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He's a race car driver.
He's golfing.
He's golf. He could run in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Dude could do it all.
That's amazing. He's still got a gut, too, you know? Yeah, never loses weight. I'm like, how?
Never loses weight.
He must be eating a lot, you know?
Yeah, and he's got some kind of hypohidrosis. That's why he always wears gloves, because he got sweaty hands.
You know what? Maybe Mario has a condition. Maybe we shouldn't be making fun of him. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he got a condition going on.
Got a condition.
You know? No, but I understand what he's saying. Like, Nintendo milks the fuck out of their IPs, you know?
But it's also the nostalgia, because we grew up with it. That's the whole thing. We grew up with it, and I'm sure the next generation is going to go through it. Our kids, Chris' kids, they're going to have something that they gravitate to, and then when they get older, and we're going to be like, why do you keep buying this shit? That's what I grew up with, Dad. Shut up. And we're like, oh, God, here we go.
Shut up, Dad. I hate you.
This is why I ran off with Jimmy. I hate you and Mom. I'm like, oh, my God.
Like, where did I fuck up?
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
That's it. That's what you always hear from us, yeah?
Oh, man. All right. That was kind of a fun question there. So the last question will be from Mr. Chakzilla. Make sure I got everything set up here. Do I have it set up? Yes, I do. All right. Before that, though, a little side thing here. He goes, Tony, that new PC you got is slick. I look forward to your thoughts on the upgraded rig. My thoughts are, it's fucking amazing. That's my thoughts. I'm obviously not going to review it, you know. But yeah, it's dope. Like, dude, I'm playing games at 4K, 60 frames, even higher sometimes, you know. Ray tracing on some games. It's crazy, man. It's good stuff. Cyberpunk, though, man, that game is still fucked up. It looks nice with the ray tracing, but it's still buggy as shit, you know. All right, so his question is, he did have, by the way, he also had another question, like, what game, you know, that scored low, did you like? But we kind of answered that before, you know. So this one is, which upcoming games will set new graphic standards, which will push graphics cards to their limit and move the industry forward in terms of graphics? I've noticed Chakzilla's been asking a lot of PC-centric questions, so I think he's going to be heading in that direction if he hasn't already, you know, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, what games are we expecting to push graphical boundaries and set new standards?
Grand Theft Auto
6. Whatever the fuck that comes out.
Yeah, whenever that comes out, it better be the almighty that only, like, 4 computers could ever run it, because there's only one special card, and you got to, like, go to like, a Christie's auction to get it. I don't know. It's got to be something ridiculous.
Rockstar's never done that.
Yeah, they never have. Yo, what about Star Citizen, though, bro?
Yo, Star Citizen has to wait for the 5000 series of NVIDIA cards.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's why it's taking so long.
They're waiting, man.
They're waiting.
But no, nothing that I've seen looks like it's going to be a graphically. Most games are still going to be cross-gen, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Well, don't expect any big leaps. As a matter of fact, I have a side question for you guys. Will we ever have a day where we're like, yo, is that, you know, can your computer run that? You know, like crisis? Will we ever have that again?
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, remember? When we had crisis, right? Remember crisis?
Oh, crisis! I thought you were talking like a computer crisis.
No.
Now,
No.
Game. I was like, what? Adam's like, what? Y2K?
Hey, yeah.
No, but remember when crisis came out?
Change the CMOS.
Yeah. For years, the question was, you know, can it run crisis though? Will we have another one of those games in the future?
It's always possible. We don't know what people are working, but the way it is now, it's sort of like what we said. It's all about getting your game on everything. So even if one is in the works, there's always going to be a higher up. It's like, can it run on this? And well, that's not what we're aiming. Well, that's what our shareholders are aiming for. So you need to scrap that shit. Go back, dumb it down, make that shit work on phones, tablets, that shit Nintendo got, whatever they call it, the Gitchy, whatever, Switchy, put on that shit too. I don't care. Make it happen.
Yeah, you're kind of hitting what I think is going to be the case. Not really, because everything needs to run on everything now, you know? Like, it would be dope, though, like a PC developer go, fuck this shit, you know? We're going to make something that we can't even run on our computers, you know? Like, we need ILM to run this shit, you know?
You need money, though, that's the thing.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. Go ahead.
I should disagree. I actually think it will happen. But it definitely won't come from any studio that we know of. Or put it in another way, it could potentially be out there. We just don't know about it because it's from like a studio that who's like small and never done something beforehand, and they just pushed it out there. Because what did Crytek do before Crysis? Or was Crysis their first thing?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because if Crysis was like the first thing, it's like, hey, this is a new studio. This is the first game, and ooh, look at it! It's the can it run this game? People, oh no, they did Far Cry before. Okay, enough.
There we go. Yeah, but the thing is, like, wouldn't you need like a lot of money for a game like that?
Probably, but then again, with like engines these days and assets, I have no idea. I generally have no idea.
Yeah, because this is what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm wrong in my thinking, but I'm thinking it has to be something that's running on like a proprietary engine. Like if it's running on Unreal 5, then other people could do it too, you know?
Well, it ran in their own engine.
Yeah, it has to run on their own engine, you know? So it has to be a game that's running on a proprietary engine that probably has a lot of money behind it. Unless Jeff Bezos is going, I'm going to fund these indie guys in the fucking Ukraine or something, you know?
Well, he's sending William Shatner to space. So.
Yeah. Oh, we just got our answer. Never mind. We got our answer.
Is William Shatner?
Yeah, he's going.
Our boy Tom Cruise, friend of the show, he said he was
going to
go.
Yeah, by the way, Chris, thank you for saying that. I was just about to say that. He's going to low Earth orbit. That's all these guys do. They don't go into space.
But Tom Cruise is going to be filming actually in space. Like he's on a space station. He wants
space stations are in low Earth orbit too, bro.
What do you mean? That's still space. No, he can't just walk out and
it's not space.
With a parachute.
Yeah, but it's not space. Like, you gotta...
Yeah, it's like if he was filming on the moon, I'd be like, give you full credit. No. All right.
But still, I mean, I take it unless you can just grab a parachute, yo, this shit's burning. I gotta go back to the planet. You can't do that from that height. You're stuck. You're floating.
Yeah, but it's not space. You know, just
get if you float, you're in space. That's what I see.
Like, to me, I'm like, yo, if you're between Earth and Mars in that area, yeah, then you're in space. You know, you're out of the gravity. You're out of the gravity. That's not deep space, though. You're still in the solar system. You know, what the hell? Oh, I saw. Oh yeah. By the way, we got our answer for the game that's going to push graphical boundaries. Thank you for telling me that, Blitz.
The new Ninja Turtle game.
No, Abandon.
Oh yeah, Abandon. Oh. Yeah. That's why it's going to
push back. I was like, it's going to be like some sort of joke game. So my guess was going to be Life of Black Tiger 2. I'm like, he's going to say that, isn't he?
No, Abandon, you know? It's going to be the new, can it run Abandon, though?
I just remembered. This is completely off-key, but sort of to do with what we just talked about now. Agents got removed from Rockstar's website.
Shit.
Uh-oh. They were tired of people asking about it. Like, listen, it's just never happening.
Like, yo, just shuffle it off, man. Maybe they won't notice, you know? There you go. Carlos, man, we got to pour one out, man.
Apparently, they would pour another review or interview, and that's when they're like, no, it's not happening. And then right afterwards, they just removed the shit. They're like, we're just tired of people talking about it or asking.
I guess we can't talk about that game anymore. Damn, the agent. What happened?
What happened? Yeah. That? Remember StarCraft Ghost? That was another one. What happened? Big franchises that you thought, you know, this will take off. No, it didn't. Big studio behind it. Put some money. It must have really sucked for them to scrap that one and leave some of the other games that they produced out.
Yeah. I can't really think of any games that are going to be like, oh my fucking God, look at that shit. You know?
I think because it just depends on which like type of game it is. Because if it's, you know, like an EA game or a Ubisoft game, it's like, they're just going to try to make it work on everything.
Yeah, exactly. I think games running on like Unreal 5 are going to look fucking crazy, but I don't think they're going to be sending industry standards because it's a engine that anybody could use. Like Wukong looks fucking tight, right? But that's not really going to be setting new standards because it's just running on an engine that's available to everybody, you know?
Yeah, so I think, I don't know. Give me Star Citizen. Fuck it.
Nah, there you go.
Take it.
They go to space in that shit.
They do. Deep space.
Deep space, you know?
South of Jersey.
The final frontier.
Yeah, William Shatner, he's just going to be floating around. Ah, yes, I went to space.
Finally.
Floating. Maybe he'll record an album up there, you know?
Or a Priceline commercial.
Yeah, oh shit.
The truth, I haven't seen a Priceline commercial in a long time. I think when the pandemic happened, nobody was traveling.
That shit is gone.
Like, why even advertise it?
Yo, I haven't read it yet, but I ran across this article and I saved it for later. Like, someone like bemoaning the fact that nobody wears suits anymore because of the pandemic. You know, because everybody works from home and shit.
The suit sales went down.
They went down, yeah, because...
We saw a few, but my Brooks Brothers went out of business.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, they were going down even before the pandemic.
Yeah, you know? But this was...
Yeah,
because the whole business casual started taking over.
Yeah, that was before the pandemic. Business casual really started becoming a thing. But I know some friends, like, you know, like what they do is they kind of have like these suits that are just a suit in the front and the back is nothing. You know, so when they do business calls and shit, you know, with like shareholders or whatever, they just put on a fucking fake suit, you know?
That's pretty lazy. You know, I mean, what's the trouble with just putting on a shirt, wrap a tie, and a blazer, and you're done. You can freaking have your tidy whities underneath and not...
Yeah, like, my man has this whole rig where he like puts his hands through and it, like, you know, adjusts a little bit and that's it. Oh, man. That shit is crazy. But anyway, we are done with the show. Another good one. Adam, do you have anything to plug?
Oh, got another episode. This is that season, we'll just say mid-season finale for The Walking Dead proper, Mothership. That is for season 11, episode 8.
For blood.
Just like Pete Steele said, no, you can cut that. This is it.
No nuke for you, bitch.
Amen. Next week. Fear the Walking Dead comes back, season 7, episode 1. See what happened after the fallout of the nuke.
Whoa.
Carlos, you're joining us, right? You got to watch it. Got to do it. So that way you could say it once we open.
The nuke.
That's it. Just always watch that one. If you don't like it, then you don't have to do it anymore. But I'm telling you, you're going
to
like
it. I have to play it back for blood and not to start from scratch.
Bullshit.
Speaking of that, my review of Back for Blood is now up on thecoalition.com. Check it out. If you're not sure about picking it up or if you want to play on Game Pass, you no sweat off your back. Just fucking download and play it when that goes live on Tuesday. I think that's it. And then World Beyond. Yeah, we covered episode 2, World Beyond. That show is still trash. We only have 8 more episodes of that trash show. We specify that as trash. You don't need to watch it. You can just listen to us rant about it because there are some tie-ins to Walking Dead proper that's in there. So we get a little useful information, but the overall narrative is garbage. And that's it. That's what's going on, man.
Going on in the streets. I may or may not, emphasis on may, have a review of Back for Blood myself, you know, stay tuned for that. I don't know if I'm going to be as angry as Adam, but I have some things to say, you know.
Well, we were both playing when that shit happened, so we both had the same horrible experience.
Yeah, it's disheartening for sure. We're talking about the cross progression thing, but we're not a secret. We talked about it on Twitter, you know. It's like, bro, how, like, yeah. No, we're not playing Evolve, fuck that. That's the Air Force. Fuck that game, you know? All right, man. We're out here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and join.
And they pulled it. They turned those servers off.
Which one? For?
Was it the Evolve one? That yeah.
Oh, shit. Sure
that one. It failed. That was that whole, their version of the PvP, sort of like what we see with Swarm. And pretty sure they turned those servers off.
Well, Evolve was like asymmetrical. It's funny because like, people are like, oh, maybe those kind of games don't work. Then fucking Dead by Daylight came out and just proved them all wrong, you know? Yeah. And Friday the 13th as well, you know? But yeah.
Started with Predator. Predator, I don't think, did that great.
Yeah, Predator did all right, you know? Yeah, throw it on Twitch, Twitter, Discord, any podcast app on Earth, you know? Not Earth, Earth, you know?
Earth.
Actually, as a matter of fact, yeah, we are in low Earth, Earth orbit. Yeah, Earth orbit. Fuck, I can't even say that. That is a tongue twister. I sounded like fucking Mort. What was it? Damn, I forget the guy's name now. The alien. You know, for the
Manny?
No, not him. Oh my god.
Mean, what, Mork and Mindy?
Thank you, Mork. Yeah, I'm sounding like Mork.
Nano.
Yeah, nano. There you go. Low nano, Earth. Nano. Damn it, I can't say that shit now. Low
Earth
orbit. Yeah.
Oh, you psyched yourself out, man.
Yeah, I did. You know, that's not space though. Yeah. ThrowdownShow.com, past episodes, and YouTube, if you're watching us, man. Oh, by the way, YouTube guys, apologies for the late episode last week. Because of Twitch, I can't fucking export shit, and I gotta upload them manually, you know, until they fix that. Fucking bullshit, bro, you know?
Bullshit.
Yeah, anyway, if you like the episode, hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when episodes go up, whether they be late or not, you know? And links to everything down below.
Speaking of that,
Adam, I'm trying to do the fucking outro, man.
No, but this is related. It's related to all of this. For those who, whether it's the Throwdown or the I Am Negan on Spotify, they now included a little notification option. There's a little bell. So you can just check a little bell for the podcast, and whenever there's another episode that pops up on there, it'll just boop.
Oh, for Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify. Oh, shit. It's new. It's just had a little notification for podcast. So
yeah, Barry Byrne, I miss you at Comic-Con, too. He says he was in low Earth orbit as well, you know?
Shit. He was in lower deck.
He was in lower decks. There's a new Star Trek cartoon, by the way. They were advertising it at Comic-Con.
Not lower deck, a different one?
No, a different one.
Like, oh, Prodigy?
Yeah, Prodigy. Is that it? I don't know about that, bro. I'm
the Firestarter. You're the Firestarter.
With the Firestarter.
Burn this ship down.
Yeah, right. I'm the instigate. Ah, those guys had British accents in those fucking songs, man. Hardcore, you know?
Yeah. R.I.P. Keith Flint.
Yeah. All right, man. Anyway, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Yo, man, make sure to get my... Oh, it's too late now. Comic-Con's over. Peace.
All right, Adam Vail.
Enjoy Indigenous People Day tomorrow.
Day off, baby. You know, Brett Murdoch.
It's been real, people.
And Brian Majoma.
So then, is it fair to say that we are in low sun orbit?
Yes. We are pretty close, you know. Although, if you are Mercury, you'd be close as a motherfucker, you know.
Damn. The day that sun blows out, we fucked.
Oh, don't worry. There's not going to be any life left on the planet by that time that happens.
It's going to be The Road. Yeah. Remember that movie?
Yo, shit. Yeah, there's not even going to be life on the planet by that point, you know.
Yeah, don't worry, Adam. It'll have expanded and swallowed us whole long before then.
This is true. Well, as soon as it starts expanding, it's like crisp. That's it. Even bacteria is going to be gone, you know? No more Rona.
I will have something to say. By that time, it will be okay to pirate Metroid Dread.
There you go. Oh. Life will be Dread.
You know? Yo, go buy the game. Don't pirate this shit, people. You know?
Man, don't do that. Don't be that guy. Only if it's old shit, like we said, and it's outdated, and you can't buy it anywhere, then it makes perfect sense, because one can make money.
If you want to pirate, you know, the fucking, oh my God, I'm forgetting the name.
TurboGrafx.
Yeah, TurboGrafx, go ahead, you know.
Old-ass Neo
if you wanna,
Geo.
Yeah, that's what I want. If you want to emulate Way of the Warrior, you go right ahead, you know? They don't make the 3DO anymore.
Yeah, no more 3DO shits, yeah.
Yeah, but exactly. New shit? No, buy the fucking game, you know?
Support the devs, man.
You know, Mercury Stream made this game, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Good developers.
Come on now.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, Thursday, people.
These are people too, man.
Yeah, they're people. All right, man. Later.
This is basic.